Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 7 till the hour. Thanks for singing with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dror Lever. He's the founder and the CISO of Coronet, an award-winning cloud security provider. Coronet.com, is that right, Dror?
It's actually Coro.net.
C-O-R-O.net. And as in Coronet, CRO.net is the website. And so who is your customer?
So we have two kinds of customers. First of all, we work a lot with MSPs who are servicing small to mid-sized businesses. And then we work directly with small to mid-sized businesses as well. The concept is very simple. They can log on to a platform, connect us to what they're using, and immediately we secure them completely automatically. One of the key recommendations we have for our customers that are using an MSP is to ask the MSP to look at their security and to make sure that they are secure, because currently the MSPs most MSPs are thinking more around operational stuff, like making sure that your email is up, that your website is up, that your firewall is up, that your file sharing system is up, and so forth. But they're not really looking at security, or you're not paying them to look at security. And we strongly recommend to do that, to ask them to run a quick assessment of your readiness, and then to look at the results of that assessment, and then come back with a plan on how to ensure that nothing bad will happen. And that plan is both technology, but also people, training your people, getting your people to understand exactly what kind of email
is that. Is that what I should? Should I expect that from an? If I hire an MSP, should I expect them to provide to sort of help me inside my business, or are they just strictly external? Do they just take what we have and protect it?
They can do both. They can do both. So it depends on your MSP, of course. MSPs come in very, very, very sizes and capabilities. And some of them are, you know, a small company of like one or two guys who are very helpful running around and helping their customers with their IT. And some of them are like some of the MSPs we work with are 3,000, 4,000 people. And they run around in all states, and they help companies.
Do we search for an MSP in our area? If they are an MSP, would that be a keyword that they would have available on a search?
So the two words that you're looking for are MSP or IP service provider.
Or managed services.
Some of them call themselves service provider, MSP, IP service provider. These are the guys who are working with. Now, granted, 80% of small businesses already use an MSP. They just don't use them for security, which I think is missing an opportunity.
How would they use them and not use them for security?
But because they use them for operational stuff. Set up my employees' computers.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Manage
yeah.
my email. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, do these kinds of things instead of going to them and saying proactively, hey, buddy, I want you to look at security. Tell me, am I secure? Am I ready for an attack? And then let's work together.
Won't they be invaluable the more we have IoT stuff, Internet of Things things?
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
more wireless,
of course, IoT opens a whole can of worms.
An area of where that most small business owners are dense about is the wireless protocols, the protecting wireless protocols. That's another area I think they would help us with. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Coronet's product actually helps with that as well. So we look at everything. Right. We are one platform that helps an MSP and a small business focus on the user security, the device that they're using security, the network that they're using security, and, of course, all of the services that they're using, like Office 365 and Dropbox and Box and Salesforce and Pipedrive and so forth and so on.
Yeah, and so, folks, and you work with people all over the world, don't you?
Yeah, most of our customers are in the U.S. Almost 90% of our customers are U.S.-centric. Our focus has always been on the small to mid-sized market and has always been in the U.S. We have some customers in Japan and in Europe. And
Do you have a trial version for people to check out? Somebody wants
Of course.
So go to CORO.net, folks. CORO.net and do the trial, see what it looks like, and see what you think. Hey, Dror, good job today. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
I would be delighted to.
We love having you on the show. Dror Liever, ladies and gentlemen. And he'll be back another day. We've learned a lot from him already. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.